Yeah, NBA Strayer, how you going? That's right, man, it's NBA Strayer, it's Tuesday, March 13. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and whoever else wants to give me money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, looking out as it's fucking snowing again. What the hell is up with this goddamn weather, New York? Making sure you know everything that's going on in the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball. Out here repping Straya, mates, talking NBA junk for your favorite daily NBA podcast. Today, we're wrapping all the NBA games from last night. It was fun too, Jesus, tell you that much. Plus, we've got all the usual dumbassery, yeah, nah, better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day, and as we do every day here on NBA Straya, we check in just to see how all the Australian NBA players are going. But we've also got a new segment, Outback Takehouse. I'm loving Outback Takehouse. Ah, oh, it's the best. You want some shrimp with your takes? All right, it's Tuesday as well, so we have our Shane Heal random guy going off insane stat line of the week, All-Stars Hall of Fame. We check in on Mango Matthew and preview all the games tonight. There's 11. Holy crap. And we'll finish up with the brand new Joe Ingles HR manager. Love it. It's NBA Australia. Let's go.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Manny Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Yeah, you better, because it is the whip around. That we start every episode of NBA Straya. Hey man, did you notice yesterday? It was Injury Monday. Every bastard's getting hurt apparently. Wes Matthews, out. Fractured right fibula. Kent Bazemore, Bazegaze, out. Knee bruise. Michael Carter-Williams, out. Labral tear in his left shoulder. Daniel Tice, out. Meniscus tear.
Marcus Smart, kid,
out. Torn tendon in his thumb. So at least Marcus Smart doesn't look like he's going to be out for the season, but Jesus Christ, could be. It's a thumb tendon, man. You don't fuck with that shit. I did my, like, drunkenly fell over at, like, a Nets game. Like 4 years ago, landed with my thumb facing downwards on the next seat next to me and then couldn't move it for like the next 3 months. Oh, Jesus. But on the good news side of things, I guess like Troy Williams agreed to a 2-year deal with the Knicks and Shaq Harrison is finalizing win with the Suns. Sure, whatever. But there you go. A lot of injuries, a lot of tanking teams going, yep, nah, shutting him down. Sorry, not sorry. Let's get to the games. The wrap from last night. We had our Tankapalooza teams go 0-2, the Grizz and the Kings in our four games. It's a bit of a quiet one, which is quite nice. I was just like, oh man, you get to sit on the fucking couch with the dog and hang the fuck out while old mate's hanging out in like fucking Detroit. Or is she in Pittsburgh? I don't even know. like I'm meant to know where old mate's meant to be. All right, Spurs lose to the Rockets. This would have been good if the Spurs were still good. Rockets win 109-93 because the Spurs suck. Bryn Forbes and Derek White lead the way for the Spurs. I'll repeat that. Bryn Forbes and Derek White. Who the fuck is Derek White? And why is he leading the Spurs in scoring? Well, it was because this was kind of a bit of a joke from about the start of the third quarter. And Pop's like, yep, nah, we're not going to win this. How? You're playing 14 minutes. Rudy, you got 23. Patty, you're playing 8. That's brutal, man. Seriously, Patty, he had 8 minutes, 3 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. We'll talk about that all in the Australian Player Watch. On the flip side for the Rockets, they smashed it as usual. 28-6-6 for Harden. Fast Jimmy. Chris Paul, 18 points, 9 assists. Jesus, just crushing it. Clint Capela added 13-9, and the Rockets improved to 35-2 with those three all playing. That is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Shit, I don't even know they ever gonna lose. Come on, man. All right, Bucks, they beat the Grizz in a much-needed win for the Bucks. The Bucks had slipped all the way down to 8th, and now they're back up to 7th with the Heat loss as well last night. So 121-103. The Grizz, Marc Gasol out there getting coaches fired and putting up a 17-7. Yeah, that'll do it. Dylan Brooks, Jarrell Martin, and Ben McLemore taking down to the fucking thrift shop. What up? 16 points each. But the big, big news in this one. No, it wasn't Greek Freak scoring 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. It wasn't Middleton having 24, 6, and 4 himself. Or even Sterling Brown having another good game for the Bucks at 10, 4, and 2. Or the fact that the Bucks also had to waiver Mirza Teletovic Man, it was Brandon Jennings! Brandon Jennings back, baby! 16 points, 8 rebounds, 12 assists, almost a triple-double in his first game back for the Bucks. It's like a fucking time warp, man. 16, 8, and 12 in 23 minutes. I love it. You're back, Brandon Jennings. I love it. Let's get that 55-point game going, should we? Come on, man. Let's do it. 55. Oh, man. Remember when Brandon Jennings was good? Andrew Bogut was still on the Bucks then. Good times. All right. Thunder beat the Kings. Man, did the Thunder need this one. The Kings, it was the Rooks who did it. 19 for Bogdan. 11 and 10 for De'Aaron Fox. For the flip side, Thunder kicked the crap out of him. 99th career triple-double for Westbrook. 20th on the year. Not bloody bad. 17 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, 21 points each for Mello and Paul George. T-Ferg hit a three. The Adelaide 36er alumni out there getting a bit of run because it was a laugher in this one. I'll tell you that much. Thunder, they stay fourth in the West with this one. They're only one loss back from eighth. How fucking bananas is the West? I'll tell you that much. And then the final game of the night, Blazers 115, Heat 99, that 10 straight for Portland. This was awesome. Portland were cruising, they're up 16 going into the fourth, and Miami went on a 15-2 run, brought it all the way back to a three-point deficit. And then the Blazers went, oh, wait, so this is how we play? Yeah, okay, so if we put the ball in the hoop, we get point, right, sure. Okay, Blazers started hitting shots again, and then they ended up winning by 16 anyway. Hilarious, weird too. The best part was Zach Collins had a 360 triple. That's right. He had a 360 in the air as he was coming down from spinning. Threw up a three and hit it. The Portland crowd went fucking mad. It was right at the end of the first quarter. This was amazing. So good. Anyway, no Whiteside for the Heat. Bam Adebayo. Bam! Wasn't anywhere near as good as I hoped. We'll talk about that in a second. Goran the Flog Dragic had 23 points. But the Heat, they just, I don't know, looked a bit out of sorts. Like Portland, Miami. Can't really get two more opposite places in the old America there. CJ McCollum, 17 points, 5 assists. Nurkic, yes, hello, I'm Bosnian beer. I tear limbs from your teams. 27 points, 16 rebounds, 3 assists. And Dame Dolla, falling out of his mind right now. 32 points after a slow start. 10 assists, 5 rebounds. Dude is bananas. Loving it. I love it when Dame goes ballistic. So the Blazers now sitting in third spot in the West, just chilling out all by themselves for a second because they're 41 and 26. They're three losses up on the Thunder, which means they're two games up because they've played slightly more games. That's crazy, man. 10 straight, Portland are cruising. Love it. The Heat, they dropped to eighth in the East, 36-32. Still through five games up on the Pistons, so I think Miami will be fine. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the NBA Australia Improved Performance of the Night.
That's a knife. That's a knife.
Yeah, it was. 99 career triple-doubles for Rusty Westbrook. 20th of the year. 17, 10, 11. Yeah, no, that's not it. It's Dame Dolla. Come on, man. 32 points after that slow start. Woke them up, really fucking put the hammer down in the third quarter, had the 10 assists, had 5 rebounds. Dude is going absolutely bananas there, dude. Loving Dame Dolla at the moment. He had a February where he averaged 31.6 points for a month. That is the best they've ever had. That's better than Cliff Robinson. It's better than Clyde Drexler. It's better than Brandon Roy. Holy crap, man. It's better than Bill Walton. I mean, it's not like Bill was out there scoring 31 each time, but still, come on, man. Killing it. Dame Dolla, now for the season, 26.9 points a game. That is fucking ridiculous. For his last 10 games, 32.5 points a game on 45.8% shooting. I love it. He is so much fucking fun. So last night, he goes 7 of 14 from 3, 8 of 19 from the field. Just good, dude. Just good. Loved it. So good job, Dame Dolla. That is a knife for last night. All right, who's old mate, no mates today?
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Well, it's probably the Joker I saw on Twitter arguing that Julius Randle was the best player in the 2014 draft. Ah, Lakers fans, I love you so much. You're fucking bananas. But for cereal, man, come on, like, Joel Embiid, he's all like, Joel Embiid can't stay healthy. It's like, motherfucker, he's played like 60 games this year. Fuck off. And like, also Nikola Jokic? Jesus Christ, fuck. Look, I'll take Embiid, I'll take Joker, and then you've got a fucking pretty handy, like, good argument between the homie Dario Saric, Aaron Gordon, Nurk, Clint Capella, Gary Harris, the dartsman. There's a lot of, like, randomly okay dudes in that draft now after we're like, oh, this draft fucking sucks, I'll tell you that much. Jesus. Nice one. That's a bit of an old mate, no mates, but the actual player who gets an old mate, no mates, bam, Adebayo wasn't. Look, he got the start. I was all excited. I'm like, fuck yes, bam, up against the Bosnian beer. Hello, Yusuf Nurkic. Goes 1 of 10. Damn it, Bame. How? Bame.
Yes, hello.
Every shot that he took, it was within 8 feet, and he goes 1 of 10. How do you miss 9 dunks? Ends up with 4 points, 9 rebounds, but man, I was hoping a little bit more from Bam. What are you going to do? All right, y'all ready for the Tankapalooza 2018 update? Let's do it. How are we doing? All right, number one, we still have Memphis. They moved to 18 and 14 with last night's loss. Phoenix at 19 and 49. Tied for third, we have Atlanta and Orlando at 20 and 47. Then fifth, Sacramento, 21-47. Dallas and Brooklyn at 21-46. Tied six. And then we have Chicago at 8, 23-43. And the Knicks at 24-43. So the Knicks are half game back from Chicago right now. That is bananas, isn't it? Hey, so do you want to quickly run down like a couple of the draft picks? So as it stands, my top... So out of these tanking teams, I want to give number one, Memphis. They're going to take Luka Doncic, right? Come on, man. You got to get that fucking sweet playmaking ability. How good is it also having the Tankapalooza sound in the background? So they're going to take Doncic. Phoenix, you're going to take DeAndre Ayton. Dude is a fucking beast. Atlanta, I'd be very interesting to see either Marvin Bagley Jr. or Mo Bamba right there next to John Collins. But I want to take Bamba just for the defensive prowess. So Orlando, they get Marvin Bagley Jr. at 3-4, whatever. Sacramento, I think they go, fuck it. We're going to take Michael Porter Jr. What up? Dallas, Jaren Jackson. Give me Jaren Jackson next to, basically backing up Dennis Smith Jr. Well, not backing up, but giving Dennis Smith Jr. a line of defense that he actually sorely needs. You've already got Harrison Barnes, Wes Matthews. Put Jaren Jackson in there, you're laughing. That leaves the Brooklyn pick going to the Cavs for what? What do you want? Do you want Wendell Carter Jr.? That Duke center? Or do you want Colin Sexton? Ooh, the Cavs. I think they're going to have one extra eye on the old... what happens if LeBron leaves? That's a great, great question. I've got Colin Sexton right now, but that's just because I want Chicago to take Wendell Carter Jr. The Knicks, Miles Bridges or Michael Bridges? Give me Miles Bridges for the Knicks this point. Sixers, Mikal Bridges. Yep, feel it. The do anything kind of wing. And the Hornets, they end up with Trae Young. Interesting, him and Kemba. You reckon that could work? I don't think so. Still, there you go. That's our very, very, very first look at like the Tankapalooza draft picks and who they might take. Not bloody bad. It's fun. I can't wait for draft season. I'm going to fucking like go deep. Even though I hate March Madness. Well, I don't hate March Madness. I love drinking and watching basketball. But what I really just hate is like people get really fucking psycho about college basketball. Dude, it's all about the amateur sports. It's like, all right, fucking cool your Jets there, Pelo. All right, let's get to better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're gonna get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. Coming for everybody.
This is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. And I'm gonna give it a double header to the Kings rookies. Bogdan Bogdanovich and De'Aaron Fox both had a pretty good game against the Thunder last night. Bogdan has 19 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 of 7 from 3. Dude looked good. While De'Aaron Fox, Lonzo's nemesis, had 11 points and 10 assists. Pretty bloody good. Meanwhile, Lonzo, look, I don't know. He's now, 23 of 56 on three-pointers since he came back. Drops the old percentage a little bit lower. He had been hot. It's all good, but look, he'll be fine. Love it, Lonzo. Come on, let's do it. All right, y'all ready for the Shane Hill Shoot Your Shot Random Amazing Game All-Star of the Week Hall of Fame? Let's do it, because we've got an awesome drop for this one. Let's do it. Praise the Lord, I'm healed. It's Tuesday. It's Shane Hill, Shoot Your Shot, Random Amazing Game, All-Star of the Week, Hall of Fame. And look, because Karl Anthony Towns had a 10-block triple-double the other day, I'm like, man, who's the weirdest dude to have a 10-block triple-double? Who's the most random dude of all those people? And you know what? The perfect random dude. JaVale McGee! JaVale! What? Back in 2011 when he was with the Wiz in a 98-70 loss. Oh, Jesus, 98-70. JaVale went fucking crazy, son. 11 points, 12 rebounds, 12 blocks. Goes 5 of 14 from the field. How do you miss 9 dunks, JaVale? That's fucking crazy. So there you go. A 12-block triple-double for JaVale McGee. 11, 12, and 12. Playing next to, get this, back in 2011, who do you reckon the Wiz were? John Wall, sure. But who else was on that team? The starting lineup was John Wall, JaVale McGee, Jordan Crawford, famous for dunking on LeBron back in like 2008 in high school. Yi Zhanlian, the Chinese chair jumper, and Trevor Booker. Holy shit. One of those three is still in the league. Trevor. Jesus. But there you go. You don't get more random than that. 2016-17 NBA champion JaVale McGee having a 10-block triple-double, son. I love it. That's the perfect Shane Heal, shoot your shot, random amazing game, all-star of the week, Hall of Famer. Good job, JaVale. All right, let's get on to Yeah Nas right after, I'm going to say this one.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Streeter, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, man, it's NBA Streeter. Yeah, nah. We take three NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. It is yeah, nah. The Spurs, number one, they are the 10th seed at the moment in the West. They are more cooked than Louis McCurdy on a Friday night down in King's Cross, even if Kawhi comes back. What do you reckon?
Yeah, nah.
Yes. I just can't see it, man. It's brutal. I don't want to ever bet against the Spurs, and that's what everyone who says they don't want to bet against the Spurs says. But Jesus Christ, they're just not good. Like, you're going to hang your fucking season on LaMarcus Aldridge, man? Come on, dude. That's fucking bananas. So they are 37-30. They're actually tied with Utah Denver for the 8th spot in the West, but they are 10th. They've lost 3 straight. They've gone 2-8 in their last 10. They're starting DeJounte Murray and Patty Mills. Look, Kawhi might be back on Thursday, but Jesus Christ, man. They've got basically one of the toughest schedules remaining in the NBA. They play like 3 teams that are under 500. Basically, the only wins they've had in the last like 15 games are against the Suns, Grizzlies, and that random game where they beat the Cavs. The fucking Cavs, man. It's brutal, isn't it? So, look, I just can't quite see them eking it out. Like, with Aldridge and Gasol and Gay, Kyle Anderson, Patty Mills, DeJounte Murray, Tony Parker, Danny Green has just suddenly fallen off a cliff. Manu's not giving them much. I don't know if they can turn it around, even if Kawhi comes all the way back. Just saying. All right, number two. The Celtics are fucked right now, and they'll struggle to make the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, nah. Oh, yeah. Fuck. This is tough, man. Celtics. So, not only is Gordon Hayward out for the year, wink, wink, Daniel Tice now out for the year with his knee. Kyrie Irving with his knee is out indefinitely, which they do believe it is only tendonitis, but still, if your knee fucking hurts, it hurts. Jaylen Brown with his concussion is still out indefinitely. Marcus Smart with his new thumb injury is out indefinitely. Shane Larkin with a knee, he's on a minutes limit. And Al Horford is also fucking sick. The best part is the Celtics have an Allen and a Bird on the bench. Unfortunately, it's not Ray Allen or Larry Bird. It's Kadeem Allen and Jabari Bird. Yeah. Unfortunately, Ray and Larry aren't walking through that door. So this is tough, man. They've got like not much of a starting lineup. And Jason Tatum hasn't taken more than 20 shots in the game all season. E.g. Jason, do you think you should? Just saying, yeah, nah, yeah, you dickhead. So losing Tice particularly hurts because with him next to Kyrie, the double J's, and Horford, the Celtics had a net rating that was plus 23.3, which is fucking huge. And they were playing at a 105.8 pace, which is also fucking good. And he looked amazing. He was like a springy center that they just never have, like this crazy, like, and I love me some bangers Baines, don't get me wrong. He's a completely different player. He's like super athletic. He's fucking up there throwing down these huge, 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 huge alley-oops, blocking shots, chasing dudes out along the perimeter. I love me some Tice. So it's a bit tough, man. Celtics, I don't know, with all these injuries mounting up, it's just not their year this year, right? So I don't know. They look good at the start. It was a fun story, but man, if Kyrie like sits a couple more games, look, they're not going to fall out of probably second. I think that'd basically be impossible, wouldn't it? Yeah, they're like 7 games up on the Pacers, but still. Do you feel good against them going against the Sixers or the Bucks or the Heat in the first round? Like, it's a lot more of a fucking toss-up, isn't it? All of a sudden, it really is. All right, number 3. Yeah, nah, is Dwayne Casey now the front runner for Coach of the Year? Yeah, nah, yeah. I mean, yes, he's fucking crushing it. The Raptors, 28-5 at home. That is unbelievable. 49-17. They're going to get their best record ever. Dwayne Casey, basically the same dudes, brings them back because we're just going to play better. And I don't think folks want to give it to D'Antoni 2 years running. So, Dwayno, you're it. And I think it's deserving. I mean, who else is out there? Like, I mean, Brad Stevens? Nah. Houston, maybe. Steve Kerr? Nah. They've lost more games this year than they ever have under Steve Kerr, so they can't give it to him. Terry Stotts, maybe. Late running. Late running charge there from Terry. All right, let's get to the look at me.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
The unpopular opinion of the day. Hey, I kind of like the Sacramento rookies. I'll just, look. Just saying, they look kind of fun. I love De'Aaron Fox. I love Bogdan. And if they get, like, the problem is they don't have their actual fucking pick for next year because they're fucking dumbasses. And if they had, I would have loved the idea of, like, De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, Justin Jackson, Bogdan Bogdanovich, and whoever they take at center for this year, because, I mean, what are they going to do? Willie Cauley-Stein? Come on. Like, if they end up with Michael Porter Jr. or something, it would have been kind of fun. If they had another one the year after, I'd be fucking, like, all in on the Sacramento Kings. But Sacramento going to Sacramento. Anyway, I'm going to enjoy it for the moment. All right, you ready for the new one? Outback Takehouse. You want some takes with your shrimp? Do you want some more shrimp? It's lots of shrimp. Shrimp on the barbie. It's Outback Takehouse. All right, man, the Rockets. Outback Takehouse. The Rockets have to be the West favorite now, don't they? We don't know how Curry's going when he gets back. Kawhi's all banged up. The Blazers are a puncher. The Thunder are super inconsistent. It's Houston. Houston are going to win the West. It's just how it's going to be. That's the take. It's Outback Takehouse. Don't fuck with me, man. I'm a lawyer. Wow, that was a hook call. Jesus. Outback Takehouse. Look, I feel like Rockets. I'm just not feeling the Warriors this year. Like, they've just been too chill. Curry, we've all seen him. Like, when he comes back and he's like a little bit hobbled, shit gets a bit wonky super quick. It's how it goes. Give me the Rockets. I've got them. I think it's the Rockets-Raptors, and then it'll be fun as hell finals. Anyway, we've still got a couple more weeks, but still, I like it. That's the takeout for this one. Let's do it. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after these words.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia.
All right, it is the NBA Australia, Australian Player Watch. Big Ben Simmons, hey, out there crushing. He plays the Pacers tonight. That'll be kind of fun. Didn't play last night, obviously. Jingling Joe Ingles. Oh, as mentioned, 6 20-point game of the year for the Jingles the other night. He's had 2 total prior to this year. Absolutely crushing it. And the Jazz, they got a fun game against the Pistons tonight. On you, Jingler. Crush him. How about Patty Mills? As mentioned earlier, only played 8 minutes in their loss to the Rockets. 3 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 of his 2 3-pointers. Over his last 6 games, Patty's now 10 of 33 from 3. Not quite good enough, eh? Matty Dellavedova suffered a setback with his injury. Unlikely to make the team's current 2-game road trip. So he's not back yet. That's a goddamn shame. How about Thon Song? Thon McCur. Thon. Played 1 minute, 2 seconds versus the Grizzly. Recorded a 0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0 in that 1 minute. But he was a +1. So there's that. Thon has copped 2 straight DMP CDs. Did not play. Coach's decision. And then a 1 minute, 2 second stint against the Grizzlies. Joe Prunty, man. Him and DJ Brown. Copping it. Not good. Aaron Bangers Baines, yep, didn't play last night. The Celtics, I believe they've got a couple of days off now, and they kind of need it because they've got no fucking players. Come on, Bainesy. Need to have a 2010. Just a run of 2010s, mate. Andrew Bogut, no team yet. Come on, let's get him back somewhere. That'll be fun. Mango Mathiang, we're about to check on him. And the daily question, yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yes, but come on. He should be back at some point this week. I love it. Let's go, Dante. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, Kyrie. Oh, man. So, went out of that Pacers game in the second half. Left knee tendonitis. think he'll be okay. Sounds like he just needs a bit of rest. I would not expect Kyrie to play for the next week. Just to see how he pulls up, see how it goes. What do you reckon? Come on, Kyrie. Get good. Need to see you in the playoffs. All right, it's Tuesday, so we also check up on Mangok Mathiang down there in the Greensboro Swarm in the G League. And you know what? Big fella is out there crushing it. South Sudanese Australian legend, Mangok Mathiang. I'm going to go check him out when they play the Long Island Nets next week. It's going to be fun as hell. So, Greensboro lose to the Bulls, but Mangok plays 22 minutes, has 11 points, 8 rebounds, 1 block, has 3 turnovers as well, but what are you going to do? He's starting, so it doesn't matter. He's crushing it. And then, in a win over the Drive in the G League, how's this? 4 of 6 field goals, 4 of 6 free throws, 12 points, 12 rebounds, 6 blocks! What are you doing, Mango? That's awesome. Smashing it. 6 blocks, 1 assist, 2 turnovers. Mate, 6 blocks is no joke, even in the G League. On you, Mango. That's a great checkup on Mango. Love it. I'm going to go check out the Greensboro Swarm. G League is awesome. Good job, Mango. That's awesome. That's a great check-in. All right, we'll be back after this for the game previews and the Patty Mills Baller Game Day Baller Inspiration Board. Very soon, like right now, after this.
G'day, this is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
All right. Fuck yeah, how good's PDX Pete up there in Portland? Crushing at the moment. Voodoo donuts, IPAs, killing them. All right, so Patty Mills, Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board. What's Patty Mills got to say today? It is where we just check Patty Mills' Twitter, but still. It was just the same as yesterday. Game Day Baller, Game Day. Hashtag at Houston. Hashtag Go Spurs Go. They did not go. Anyway, all right, let's get to the game previews for Tuesday. There's 11 games. It's
Game Previews. Game Previews.
Oh, it's inadvertent Bane.
It's the Pacers at the Sixers. As it stands now, these two mid-tier East playoff contenders are third and sixth and would face each other in the playoffs. I wondered what would break first, your spirit or your Embiid.
Nice one in inadvertent Bane. This is fun. Pacers at Sixers would be our first round matchup at 3-6 in the East. That's awesome. We've got Big Simo versus Victor Oladipo. Joel Embiid versus Miles Turner. That's tasty. I mean, it's not a great uniform matchup just because Pacers Sixers isn't quite that much fun, but still, basketball-wise, this would be a fucking corker, I reckon. This is going to be a great game to watch tonight. Give me the Pacers, I think. Yeah, I just feel like they're playing really fucking well at the moment. Sixers, I don't know. There's just a little bit like wonky, maybe, I don't know. Maybe Embiid kicks the shit out of Turner though, and they just crush it. But give me the Pacers. Wolves at Wiz, also tasty. How good is this? A couple of good games tonight. Wolves at Wiz. Wolves coming off their win over the Warriors. Wiz doing their usual thing. They beat the Pelicans, then got fucking thumped by the Heat. So give me, I reckon the Wiz at home, they win that one. Raps at Nets, gross. I might still go to this though to see Kadamar and Kyle Lowry there in person. Just depending on cheap tickets get. Come on, Brooklyn, make them cheap. Let's do it. Raps, they're going to fucking crush them. Thunder at Hawks. Oh, tough. Thunder back to back, but lucky it's the Hawks though, so the Thunder win that. Mavs at Knicks. Tankapalooza, baby! Knicks trying to tie up the Bulls for the 8th worst record. Mavs firmly sitting mid-table in Tankapalooza. Interesting matchup. The Mavs have probably got the better players. Knicks try hard, though. They're just shit. Give me the Mavs, I think, in that one. I think Dirk comes into the Mecca and lays the wood one more time. Clippers at Bulls. Also, kind of half a Tankapalooza. The Bulls are in tank mode. Clips are still fighting for a spot in the West playoffs. They're currently, what are they out? 7th or 8th? They are 7th by virtue of tiebreakers, and then they're only on 29 losses. So, kind of handy. They've played less games, though. That's the most Clippery thing ever. 36-29. I reckon the Clippers beat the Bulls. The Bulls are just going to be resting everybody. Hornets at Pelicans. Oosh! Watch out, Hornets. There's a freight train coming. Freight train coming. And his name is Anthony fucking Davis. And the Pelicans are going to crush the Hornets. Magic at Spurs. Spurs on a back-to-back. This is a super dangerous game, even though the Magic suck. Spurs traveling home, got the Magic. They did rest everybody though, so maybe the Spurs eke this one out. Yeah, give me the Spurs. Pistons at Jazz. Sneaky game here for the Jazz. Pistons haven't played since last Friday. Jazz played on Sunday. Should be good enough though. I mean, Blake and the Pistons, I mean, what are we talking about? They're not good. Rudy and Donovan and Jingler. I think Jazz should be just good enough to keep this win streak going. They're at 6 wins straight. Meanwhile, the Raptors, as mentioned, I didn't bring this up in the Nets thing, but the Raptors have won 8 straight. It should be 9 after they beat the Heat. So yeah, with the Jazz, I think they moved to 6 straight with a win over the Detroit Pistons. Cavs at Suns. Oh, Cavs need this settler very bad after a... who was the last person to have a like worst weekend in LA? It's the Cavs. Like OJ? Yeah, it sounds about like, it sounds about right. Yeah, OJ. Jesus. Cavs, they've got to beat the Suns, right? They have to, or else this fucking season's done for the Cavs. And LeBron just go, all right, fuck it. I'm not going east. Like, I'm out. I'm just going to go fucking hang out in one of my two $20 million Brentwood mansions, motherfuckers. You can just play without me. I'm just, we lose the Suns, it's over. Good job, LeBron. So Cavs, they got to win that. And then final game, Nugs at Lakers. Sneakily tasty game. The Nugs need to win just to keep pace with the Jazz and the Spurs. And then the Lakers sitting there 30 and 36. They got nothing to play for. They're giving up their pick anyway. Like, who gives a fuck? And now, apparently Julius Randle is the best individual defender in the NBA, according to Luke Walton. So, I don't know. I think the Nugs are just good enough to win this. But they are so up and down, it's hard to pick. But I think they're just better at the moment, even though the Lakers are playing really fucking well. They really are. They're crushing it. 7-3 in their last 10. Good job, Lakers. All right, Nugs win that one. And then you know what? That's it. That is it for today. That's been NBA Australia. I've been James Clements. Thanks for listening. This has been fun as hell. We're back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. How good is NBA Australia? Never forget, crushing at the moment. We've had Andrew Gaze, Andy Bogut, Shane Heal. Oh, I love it. We've got Mark Bradkey coming up tomorrow, I think. Maybe the day after. Oh, I love it. So I think we've got Joe Ingles today. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song, but go check out House Hats, their new band. They're the best band in Australia. Stop by House Hats. Go request it on Triple J. Be a ledge. Extra special thanks to legends at Green Green Green, Iowa Fascinator, The Kits, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. If you know any bands that want to get played on here, just hit me up through Twitter, through Facey, on email, whatever. It's easy as. That's how we do it. And hey, tell a mate, if anyone likes basketball, go, oi, you listen to the NBA Australia podcast? Because if you're not, you're a dickhead. You're a dickhead. Go on, do it. All right. That's been awesome. Thanks heaps. Stick around for a special episode of Joe Ingles, HR Manager. This is NBA Australia. We'll catch you tomorrow. Later, homes. G'day. It's Joe Ingles here, and this is my weekly front-facing appointment in the NBA Australia office. Taking a break from drinking, dunking, and sinking, that's coffees, balls, and threes respectively, to answer your HR questions as NBA Australia's resident HR manager. And no, for all you jingler jokers out there, I've seen your tweets, and no, HR doesn't stand for hairline receding manager. No. You see, I didn't go to uni in Canberra just to play basketball. I also majored in human resources. So I'm qualified to help out with any questions you might have on pretty much any topic under the sun. After all, the first thing you learn in human resources is that humans are resources. So let's get to today's question. It comes from Mr. James in Cleveland. Dear Mr. Ingles, my organization has recently brought in a lot of new faces, and in the meantime, got rid of a lot of people I'd spent a lot of time with and with who I had shared in a lot of success. Now I look around me and all I see are unfamiliar faces and a bunch of kids in a workplace that's pretty cold. And I'm not sure if I can be bothered giving my all to my company at the moment, especially when I'm pretty sure I could leave for somewhere warm pretty soon. Do you have any words of wisdom as to how to help employee motivation? I really feel it lacking around here all of a sudden. Do you have any advice? Thank you for your time. Mr. Al James, Akron, Ohio. Oh, that's a great question, Mr. Al James. I'm glad you wrote in. Look, every workplace presents numerous unique challenges, and integrating new employees into a new workplace situation can be very tricky. I'd suggest approaching management and seeing if they can't sort out some team building exercises so you can all get to know each other. That can be particularly handy, especially if there's an age gap. Stuff like scavenger hunts or introductory name and word association games, or my favorite, an escape room. It teaches you all how to work together under pressure and can be a real hoot. And if management aren't able to come to the party, I suggest taking matters into your own hands and get everyone in one place for a little get together at someone's house, maybe a potluck or a poker night, and really just dig deep on everyone's core competencies, because employee empowerment and mutuality of interest are very important facets of any workplace environment. And if you find yourself feeling disengaged, these HR tips can really help out. After all, as we say in HR, team building exercises are the only exercises you really need. Anyway, there you go, Mr. L. James. Hopefully that's helped you out a little, and best of luck. Once you've properly managed and focused your human resources to figuring out what workplace environment is best for you, you'll be on the track to organizational success in no time. Okay, that's all I've got time for this week. I've been Joe Ingles, and this has been the HR Q&A session. I'll catch you next week on NBA Australia.